Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You'll get the podcast. A lot of stuff on there. So go to the app and download it on your phone. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
What up, BJ?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It is wet.
It is really wet.
It is soaking wet. It is sloppy. I got my slides on. My socks are wet.
Why are you wearing slides?
I was wearing them yesterday. Jamie was laughing at me yesterday. and I was walking through the parking lot, and I was having to skip.
Over puddles like hurdle.
Yeah, because I got my slides on. And I didn't want to get my socks wet on the bottom, but it didn't work. I got all squishy. Ugh. Hey, good morning, Spadell. How are you?
I'm ready for a Nuggets game, man.
You are?
Yeah, I'm excited for tonight.
Well, you got a few hours, but it's going to happen.
It's a while,
let the countdown begin.
Hours, yeah.
Guys, I am sitting here watching a video. This is remarkable, okay? You know I love these videos that are scrolling and so-called viral on X. I am seeing a woman in Ohio being pulled over by the police, and there is a raccoon in the front seat smoking a pipe.
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
I'm literally watching the video right now. What a cute little fella. I mean, he's high as a kite, but he's a cute little fella.
He's got an addiction.
Yeah, he does. He's hooked on this stuff, whatever he's smoking. This is not a tobacco pipe I'm talking about.
No.
This is one of those glass pipes, you know what I mean. Who carries around a raccoon in the front seat and lets him smoke while you're driving?
They're buddies.
If you're a cop, don't you just go back and get your car and say, I quit. Not doing this anymore. I've seen it all now. A raccoon smoking meth. Little feller's high as a kite. Look at him. Oh, man. He can't stay still. He's just going in circles.
He's twitching.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all, man. All right, we're just getting started this morning. It is 6:04. We have Benson Boone coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll give you a code word to see Benson Boone. He's coming to town in September.
Yep.
Is that right? September, and we have your tickets. Man, he's on fire right now.
Oh. And all the flips and all the stuff he does while he's on stage is insane.
Reminds me of me here in this show. Just flipping around, jumping off the counters. And
yeah, you're crazy, man.
Oh, I just can't stand still. Just can't do it. And as Spadell said, the Nuggets do play tonight, 7:30.
Yep.
Game two.
against OKC.
OKC. We'll see what happens there. There's been a lot of upsets in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
It's been a really good playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. It's been crazy out there. All right. We'll take a quick break. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie should be here any minute, and we'll get this ball rolling. So stand by. BJ and Jamie on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. It's wet. Good morning, Jamie.
It's sweater weather.
It is sweater weather.
Sweater weather. It's sweater weather.
I was just telling Jamie I'm going to a fun run today. She says it's not fun.
It's not very fun. Well, every school has fun runs. I mean, we've all been through it, but it's not very fun.
This fun run has cost me $300.
Oh, you're one of those parents. My kid will win.
Well... Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you, okay? Yeah. He comes home.
I fudged the number of books my kid read, and so he could do that thing where you're in that tube and they skydive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we've all done it, so don't worry.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I felt like it was necessary, you know, that it was an obligation that I had to contribute to the fun run, you know, like $4 a mile. And I don't know how it's going to cost me $300 because he's not going to run like 80 miles. So that doesn't make sense to me. But nevertheless, going to the fun run today, even though it's not going to be fun.
Are they going to do it in the gym? It's way too wet.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I've never been to one.
Oh, you might want to check your email. They might postpone it.
Because we did
it on the grounds, and it would be way too wet for kids
to
be
running. Yeah, there's no way they're going to do it outside.
I think they do it in the gymnasium. I think you're right. Yeah, I think so. Because as far as I know, it's a go.
It's a go.
It's a go. It's a go. We're going to tear it up today.
Well, it's just not very fun because they don't really know what to do with the parents that do bother to show up. And then, so you're just kind of standing there waiting for the fun to kick in.
Wait a minute. They don't have a concession stand?
There's nothing to eat. Snow cones? No snacks. There's no water. There's nothing.
Well, what the heck? What kind of fun run is this?
It's not very fun. It's not very fun.
And you get a lot of rain.
You just watch your kid just struggle going around the circle on like the ninth time. And he's like, can I stop? Yeah. I got rain. I got snow. I got it all.
You got it
all.
Ice. Grapple.
All of it. Everything.
Everything.
Man. Yeah. It's crazy.
We got rain. Not as much as I thought we'd get, but we got rain. So it's nice and soaked out there. Benson Boone, 8 o'clock this morning. We'll give you a code word for that. Today, the real ID starts. Now, does that really affect a lot of people in Colorado? I don't think so.
Nobody in Colorado that I know of, because we started our program, which is the one good thing that Colorado's done.
Yeah.
But we started our program a long, long time ago. It's people like Illinois that I told you this before, but they're freaking out.
I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of confused about it. Because I don't know, all right, for example, what you're talking about with Illinois.
Yeah.
What does Illinois have to do to be in compliance?
They all have to go get their driver's license reissued.
So do they have to retake a test?
I don't.
Or how, you don't know either?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they say it's going to cause a lot of confusion throughout the country because you've got to have this real ID to board a flight today.
Yeah. I think they just go, I mean, from what I get, I think they just go and get it reissued.
Yeah.
Sure. You got audio?
Yeah, I got a news report. One thing that I noticed, so I tried to listen to a bunch of news reports about this. All of them are saying that Homeland Security will let you through if you just go do the additional screening. So they'll ask you questions like, what's your mother's maiden name? When was your father born? Stuff like that. Just like questions that only you would know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
how do they know you're giving the right answer?
They call. So I've done it before. I didn't have my ID, and they'll actually call the TSA office, and they have some expert who goes through a database.
Huh.
Yeah, and then he asks you like really crazy questions.
Because remember, mine had the hole in it.
So they
took me through all kinds of crap.
Yeah, and then the TSA guy will ask you questions. It takes about like 25 minutes once they actually get to you. The problem is just waiting for the actual screening. Well, like one time, it took me an hour.
They put you over on the side and wait for some supervisor to come over.
Yeah, and then they'll come over
busy,
and ask.
And you're just like, come on! It just has a hole in it.
Right.
I'm waiting for, because I had a temporary ID. Remember, and they put a hole punch in my other one or whatever, and I'm just like, come on.
And they'll ask you like where you lived like 20 years ago, and it's the questions that they ask you are crazy.
Hmm.
It's kind of like if you get like your credit card security things, they'll ask you, did you live at any of these addresses?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you're like, wow, I forgot I lived in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
All right, play the audio. There you go.
Congress passed the Real ID Act.
Act back in 2005. And while the new rules technically start today, yesterday the Department of Homeland Security said that people without real IDs can still fly. But give yourself plenty of extra time and be prepared to go through some additional screening. Now, these new requirements have been in the work for decades, but enforcing the deadline, that has been delayed for as many years as well.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, the real ID takes effect today.
And how you can tell, you guys, is if there's a star, right? You guys told me in the right-hand corner. The,
right.
Yep. So that's how you know. Man, I have a question for Carson.
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Why?
Because your eyeballs are this big and this red.
I mean, I went to bed pretty late, like 10:30, because I was packing. So I'm a little tired. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
I just feel like it's just like in this, like, you know how when you're so tired, you're hearing people, but you have no idea what they're saying?
And I didn't get a nap yesterday. It was like, we went to gym. I took little Debbie to her gym class last night. That's the first time we've ever done that. It was
exhausting.
Yeah. He's like,
You know, I didn't know until like 2 or 3 weeks ago, Jamie, when you were talking about this, about that star.
I never even noticed the star.
I never even noticed the star. Yep. Didn't know what it was for. Yep. Never even thought about it, to be honest.
Somebody wants to know, can you use your passport in place of your driver's license? Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely. That one's the holy grail.
Yep. That works for you, too. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and we'll do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
See if any of these sound familiar to you, BJ.
Okay. All right.
All right. Intellectual disabilities?
No.
Schizophrenia?
Sounds familiar as far as me having it, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Autism?
No.
Well, that's what happens when you're left-handed.
Oh, crap.
Scientists analyzed data from over 200,000 people and found that left-handed people or mixed-handed individuals, which you also say you are and you brag about quite often.
Yes, I do.
Well, they suffer extreme amounts of autism, schizophrenia, and intellectual disabilities.
I've always been told that left-handed people are special.
Well, I've got the study to prove it.
It is weird because I am right-handed on certain things, but I'm left-handed. It's bizarre.
Yeah, well, you're right here.
I've got all these, right? Schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Schizophrenia.
Yep. You might want to go get a pill for that. Yeah. I feel like Kanye West has some schizophrenia, to be honest.
Without a doubt.
My God.
There was a time, and I'm sure that, that if I went back and did a check, they'd suggest the same thing, that I was suggested to go take a brain scan. Yeah, to go get a brain scan. They thought that I was a little over the top about certain things.
Oh.
And they wanted me to go get a brain scan, and I took that as an insult.
Well, it's not your fault. You're left-handed.
Exactly. No, lady, she told me, she goes, maybe you need a brain scan just to see what's going on in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, maybe you need one of these.
Yeah, lady.
Yeah, lady.
That isn't a compliment, by the way.
No, it isn't a compliment, is it?
No. I have sad news. The world of Ozempic has put Weight Watchers in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yep. Weight Watchers International has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It has major debt. Declining demand because of Ozempic and Wegovy. By the way, oh my God, this is crazy. There's this girl on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's Kyle. I don't know what Kyle's last name is, but anyway, Kyle is one of the Hilton sisters, right? Mm-hmm. And this girl, she's about, I would guess, 21, something like that, 22. I think her name is Portia. She might be 17. I don't know how old she is. Anyway. But she just got on Ozempic, and she showed a video, and it is so disturbing. She's a young girl. Her entire shower is full of her hair, and it's on the walls, on the tile of her hair. It's just falling out in masses because of Ozempic.
Is that one of the symptoms?
Yes, it is. But I've never seen it that extreme.
No kidding.
She goes, if you have a hair trigger warning, I just need to, and she goes into the shower, and I mean, it is.
Have you noticed it?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
on my your hair? But
totally. Yeah. Yeah, it breaks off.
No kidding.
Yeah, and so, but hers is on the walls. It is, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's like,
and she just leaves it there?
No, she was just showing. She just got out of the shower.
Oh, she just, oh, yeah. It just happened. She is was that just, much hair, though?
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's going to take like 2 days for her to lose all of her hair.
I know. That's wild. I mean, she has really thick, long hair, but it's just breaking off and stuff. But what happens when you get on this stuff, and I know nobody believes in me, but it is the weirdest drug on the planet. You don't want to eat. And you can't, everything that you think of that you want to eat, it makes you ill to your stomach. You're like, I don't want a cheeseburger. That sounds gross. I don't want french fries. You literally, the first, I guess, the second week I was on it, I was driving around and I wasn't able to find anything to eat.
Because literally, nothing sounded nothing, good to you, right?
No, everything made me nauseous to think about eating.
I don't know. So, I mean, I see a lot of symptoms, a lot of, you know, results of this Ozempic stuff. But then I see a lot of people that really love it. So I don't know. Jury's out on this.
Well, so what my point was is that nobody's getting their nutrients because you don't realize you're starving to death because nothing sounds good. And you'll walk through the grocery store and you'll be like, I know I have to eat something, but I guess maybe some grapes.
See, I personally wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because I don't want to drive by a burger place and not like it. I don't like
you're
that feeling.
You're not alone.
No, I don't want to be that person.
You're not alone. There's this doctor. He said the same thing. He went on it and he goes, food is like fun. Food is like, you know, an experience. And he goes, I can't stand this stuff. I'm getting off of it because I like to go out to dinner. And I like it as a social, you know, thing to do is eat. And so he got off of it. So he's just like you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I don't want that feeling. I'd like to be thinner. Don't get me wrong. But I don't want to give that up.
Yeah. So Tom Brady, he is talking about his regrets. And this is what I think he says, but I'll let him tell you. but basically, he loved the roast until he didn't, until Giselle started calling him and going ballistic on him. All right, so here's his audio, number one.
Do you regret doing the roast to Tom Brady?
I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. And like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious, so. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. And I didn't realize, you know, like, there's some things as a parent you f*** up and you don't realize until after, like, you know, and you just, we're not perfect parents. Like, and you'll see as you grow up, like, there's no perfect manual for it. And, like, you got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible. And like when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like it was electric.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy. Like we got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget, you know, and then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably.
You know, BJ, you have got to watch this roast. It is. It's not something like my sister or her boyfriend would ever think about watching on Netflix when I went back to help her out and stuff after a wreck. But we watched it, and I watched it again, and it's even funnier the second time. Because
brutal.
There's so many things you miss. And so some of the things that his kids were upset about, I cannot read because they're so filthy. But that Nikki Glaser, she's so funny. But one of the things she said is... Tom, the only thing dumber that you said to saying yes to this roast was when you said, hey, babe, you should try jujitsu. She also said, and you have 7 rings. Well, 8 now that Giselle gave hers back. So there was a lot of Giselle stuff. So the kids are like, really, Dad? You know, so I think. And Giselle, remember, she lit him up.
Oh, like, she was so
she was
mad.
So mad at him.
And you could tell when you're watching, you almost got uncomfortable.
My sister even was like, oh my God, how is this happening? I go, it's called a roast because my sister had never really heard about a roast like this. And she's like, why are they so mean to him? I'm like, no.
It was almost like, now I've not seen the entire thing, but it felt like that, just watching the clips, that one comedian tried to upstage the other by how much more vile they could be.
They
took it to a whole different level.
She was a great host. I mean, she was just a great host. Me not know that, not right.
Gronk's just sitting over there.
Oh, it was brutal, but it was great. I recommend it to anybody who has not seen it. It's on Netflix, and it's the roast of Tom Brady. And, like, just if you're in a bad mood or whatever, or you have nothing going on, maybe you're in construction and you have the day off, just throw it on. It's so funny. It's absolutely hilarious. A Shedeur Sanders fan has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the NFL.
Why?
Pain and suffering and trauma and...
I'd like to be a part of this.
Because he
because I sat for 2 days to watch him get drafted.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. It was painful.
Yeah, because he didn't go until the fifth round. Oh, by the way, are you guys seeing what I'm seeing where Cleveland might cut him?
I saw a rumor yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was real. I don't know if it was real. I but you might be right. I have no idea. But I did see the rumor, but I only saw it in one place.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Would that
I did
be...
see where they gave away his number two.
Yeah, he didn't get his number two.
He did not get that. They gave it to another guy because somehow it works that the lower you're down in the draft, then you don't have a selection like other people do that got drafted higher. So his number two is gone. And he's worn that since high school.
Wouldn't this be the craziest ass story? I mean, we've already been through a roller coaster with him being picked in the fifth round. Wouldn't this be crazy if they cut him? And he didn't have a team?
Would it be surprising?
It would be a shame, right?
He's the fifth quarterback. Somebody's going to get cut. They're only going to have two.
I know.
Three out of the five are going to be gone. He is on the chopping block.
But this is a movie.
Yeah. You can't write this, especially if that happens. You cannot write this.
We're in the middle of a movie.
But I want him to succeed. I want this to be a success story rather than just a...
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, I think he's a really talented athlete. I don't know. I feel like they're out to get him. I just feel like it's become mean
like
now.
Like that conspiracy whole thing is
yeah,
real.
Oh, it's kind of crazy. I know he has his chin up because, you know, he is a cocky kid or whatever, but at some point this has got to stop. We have beaten him down too much.
No, at some point he has to produce. And that's where it's going to, you know, make or break it.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying, I mean, he does have some pretty good stats. I know he lost the bowl and all that, but there are some pretty good stats behind him. Somebody posted about it, like, and you're like, oh, wow, he actually is a good quarterback. But this is just, I want to hug him. I feel like his mom wants to hug him, but he's like, I'm okay. No, you're not. And I feel like that Jelly Roll song is about him.
Yeah.
I am not okay. No. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Benson Boone. Benson Boone has announced his shows, and Denver is one of them. He will be here in September. We have a code word for you. That's coming up at 8 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. It is wet. It's going to continue to be wet. Most of the morning, then a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, they say. So it's going to be wet today.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was like, wait, isn't it? I mean, I was thinking, like, isn't it too cold for thunderstorms? But it's not. Because I had snow. Yeah. I'm like, this is cold.
The Nuggets play tonight.
Yep.
They are taking on Oklahoma City. And we're already up one game. So game number two tonight in Oklahoma. So hopefully we win.
It's so funny. I have a new friend, and she's from China.
Yeah.
And she's really super cool. And she's so excited about the Nuggets. She's like, did you see that game?
Just jacked.
And she's such a little petite thing. It's the last human on the earth that I would think that would be so excited about the Nuggets.
That was a shocker for them to win that first game because nobody expected that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say, hey, I think they'll win, but you didn't, down deep, you didn't really think they had a chance. Because, I mean, Oklahoma City is the best team in basketball.
Well, I wasn't really thinking that. I was just thinking, oh, they already lost, you know? I mean, they were 10 down. So I was like, oh, yeah, they've lost. And then they turned it around.
Pretty cool.
It was great.
Game two tonight. The smoke is coming out at the Vatican.
Yeah, but the conclave, right? Yeah,
it's black. We're waiting on it to turn white. Did you know for a conclave to elect a pope that the longest period of time it took to elect one?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, it was like 7 years or something, 5 years.
I saw 3.5 years.
Something like
three
that.
3.5 years.
At that point, it doesn't matter.
Think about it, though. Yeah. For 3.5 years, black smoke came out.
The pollution, I mean, you.
You can't make up your mind for 3.5 years.
So they flew in, was it 133 or 331?
No, it's 130 something.
And all I could think of the cost of that. I'm like, you know, the Catholic Church already is in, like the whole Vatican is, you know, they have financial issues because they had to pay out so many people. I'm like, I hope they flew coach. I mean...
And like the car, do they have a Pope plane?
Yeah, I don't know. Because they flew in 133 cardinals to vote. All right.
I got some audio. We'll get to it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I was going to ask you something, Jamie.
Wait, you didn't even finish your sentence.
I know, but it just dawned on me.
Oh, okay.
Where was it you told me I could get the socks for Mother's Day?
Bamba
socks. But where was the store? Was it Galaxy?
Golf Galaxy. Whichever one that's over there.
I gotta write that down.
Park
real quick.
I thought of another one too. My girlfriend just got this, and I really like it.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Oh, give it to me.
Okay, sure. Right. So Mother's Day is Sunday.
Is that Bombas? S.
Yeah, Bombas.
Okay, got it. Now,
yeah,
go
it's
ahead.
Over by the shoes. The golf shoes, you'll see them hanging there.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so Bombas socks, because they're $9 a sock.
They're very expensive, folks, but Jamie says they're well worth it.
Yeah, so does Carson.
So worth it. I got them on right now.
And so did our boss. Our boss came in, and he has a pair, and he runs in them, and he loves them.
You know, I don't live in a sock world.
Yeah, I
have no idea, man. This is all brand new to me.
I know.
I didn't know socks could make a difference.
Dude, I've heard about these socks for a year. I've never even bought into it, right?
Bombas.
Because I feel like it's hype. It says sock, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah, but then I bought a pair. And it changed my life.
The testimonies.
It didn't change my life, but I like them.
The testimonies here in the studio are unbelievable.
And even our
boss. I gotta go for this.
And you know how, like, our boss is, like, down to earth. He's not a designer named Guy or anything.
Yeah, nothing really impresses him.
Yeah.
He's not like Carson. Carson's very metrosexual, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of like slacker, you know?
Right.
Kind of that way. But our boss, he's a manly man.
Well, I think you just slammed Slacker and Carson over socks, but whatever.
Yeah. No.
That was weird.
Metrosexual? There's nothing wrong with that.
And then you went to Manly Man?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that.
Let's just say
All right, I apologize to your face, Carson.
It's okay. Let's just say this. Your foot will never feel anything like this ever.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that Carson's cut tile and you never have in your life.
I have cut tile, yes. It was once, but I did.
Yeah. Once.
It counts.
Once doesn't make you a tiler.
No, but if you score it and then cut it, you, I feel like that's
I've used an electric chainsaw. Yeah, I've done things before.
Plugs in his chainsaw, you guys. Anyway, all right, so going back to that. So this was my friend. She got this from her fiance. I love this, but I don't know if it really works out or not. It's like plaster of Paris, and you mix it in a bucket. Okay?
You've already lost me.
No, it's a kit.
It's a kit.
It's a kit. Yeah, you don't know what what a man you are.
I never said I was the manly man. I said her boss was.
Anyway, it's a kit, and it's plaster of Paris, and you put it in this bucket. The bucket comes with the plaster of Paris and the measuring scoop and everything, okay? And then you all hold hands. And then you put it down into the in the plaster of Paris. And then you wait a few seconds to kind of let it set up. And then you all make your hands little and squish it. And then you pour this thing in it. And then you peel away all the stuff. And then you have a like a statue of all three of you guys holding hands.
Yeah, it's a mold.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
I'm going to mark that one off the list.
No, you wait till you see it. Well, maybe just for her and Frog. Your hand's probably too big to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd have to cut my fingernails.
Well, and not only that, but like you'll do it, like it'll move over your hand. And
I'd have like one finger sticking down. Yeah. You know, it would look like a bird.
But just buy it for her because they're into all that pottery crap.
Yeah.
And it's a fun thing for kids and a mom to do.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Right? Yeah. It is fun.
I love that.
All right, well, I'll put it back on the list.
Okay.
What's it called again?
It's
got to have a name. It's just not a plaster kit, right?
I don't know.
The embracing plaster kit. It's got to have like a lovely name to it, right?
I'll find it.
All right, it's a plaster kit and socks.
It's the Luna Bean XL Family Hand. Will you click on this one, please?
What?
All right, hold on. I'll show you.
What's that baby run you?
It's $49.
Oh, that's not bad.
Luna Bean XL. Well, this is the extra large.
Look how good they look, though.
For fat hands.
Beach.
Yep. See?
Oh, okay.
Comes out really good.
All right, that comes out good. Yeah, maybe I will use my hands.
I like that this one is the extra large family for people with really fat hands. No, it actually is. It's for
fat
up to,
figure family.
That one's for up to six hands, so I bet if you get one for only three hands, I bet it's half the price.
I'll go for the three. Okay. Yeah, right, that's pretty cool. All right, Jamie, man, you are helping me out for Mother's Day.
So write down hand casting kit.
Hand casting kit.
Yeah,
right,
there you
I got it right
all
here.
Right. All right.
That and socks, look at me.
I know, you're on a roll. Well, you're also getting the purse charms.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to stop. But what's the name of Amber's store?
Oh, man. What?
It's called Bondage and...
No, Bronze and Bonded.
Bronze and Bonded.
Bondage.
So Amber has a store where you can get purse charms that's called Bronze and Bonded. Yeah.
I got to run by the bondage store.
It's Bronze and Bonded.
I need a basket, a whip. I need all kinds of stuff. Cuffs. Furry cuffs. Okay.
That's not Mother's Day appropriate.
All right. This is a great seg. Furry cuffs into the Pope. All right. Here we go. Yeah. Big conclave.
We're going to begin at the Vatican. Cardinals from across the globe gathered just moments ago for their final mass before the papal enclave begins. They're going to assemble next in the Pauline Chapel for prayer, then onto the Sistine Chapel, where they'll swear an oath to uphold the mission of St. Peter if elected Pope. Then everyone's going to be looking at that chimney right there after the first ballot is cast, as wait for the white smoke that signals a new Pope has been elected.
You know, I know this isn't really a question that people will find very kosher, but why do you need a Pope?
I don't know. It just tells you what Jesus says in the Bible and stuff.
Yeah, well, we have people that can do that. You have plenty of cardinals out there, but why do you need a pope? Why do you got to have this one guy that goes from just being a regular cardinal to the throne all of a sudden?
Because he's got to keep the cardinals in line. That's why.
There's your answer,
that's what
right?
it's for. He's like the coach.
I guess so.
The head pope.
I guess so.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Get it on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. Speaking of Mother's Day, you're going out to California to see Raffi, aren't you?
I sure am.
What's your plans on Sunday? Or are you flying back Sunday?
I'm flying back Sunday night. I won't get here until late. But I'm really excited. I mean, not only to see my son, right? Because obviously I'm super excited to see my kid. But he's going to be in class for a while on Friday. So on Friday, I'm going to the Nordstrom's. And they have this robot. You lay down in this. I've mentioned this before, but it's a robot. And you lay down in this machine, and then it like analyzes your eyes. Beep 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 beep.
We got it. We got it. We got it. We get the,
Anyway, and then it takes this robotic arm and it grabs eyelashes from this little thing and it comes over and it glues them
you've
on.
You've been looking forward to this.
I am very excited
you?
About it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not scared that
I'm
maybe
terrified.
It slips up
yeah, I was
and
gonna say.
Pokes your eye out?
I'm afraid I'm coming back blind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
But it's one of those things. You got to try it.
I got to try it. There's only two of them in the country. Two of these places, these robotic machines, they're called Loom, L-U-U-M, I think. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, there's only two of them in the country, and one's in San Francisco, and one is in San Jose. And so, yeah.
Now, have you seen the before and after pictures?
I have. They look really good.
Are they fabulous?
They're fabulous. Yeah, and I think that's the word they use.
I think you have to use that word when you talk about, you know, makeup and eyelashes and things.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, what an exciting trip.
I know. I know. And it's going to be nice, I think, and we're going to go to the beach. We're going to take this this train through the Redwoods. I don't know. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's
what a trip.
Yeah.
What a trip. Get the eyes done. I mean, there's some risk to it, I guess, but but nevertheless, it may be worth it, right? Have they had any problems before with it?
Well, they don't mention that on the infomercial. They don't.
So would
I don't
you go
think
to
they
their,
advertise that.
No.
Would you go to their website? It doesn't say that we only had one blindness.
No, but
come
it
from
is
the procedure.
When you watch it, it's you're like that robotic arm is really, and it has like. It's like a needle because it's threading your eyelashes, and you're like, damn, that is close to her eye.
Do not move. No. Whatever you do.
Would you ever consider getting permanent eyebrows?
No.
You know, like people go in and get them tattooed on if it's light or not thick enough. They get them tattooed.
I've seen bad ones done.
Yeah.
I've seen,
a lot of bad ones.
They go into the middle of your forehead.
I've seen some bad ones.
I've seen some bad ones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's some bad.
Kind of a...
Or my favorite one is the woman, she actually... She got them straight across. Yeah. Like they're like two dash marks.
That's like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah. I was like, what was she thinking? Yeah. So,
I've seen them go straight across. I've seen them where they flare up on the ends, you know?
A lot of bad things can happen with permanent stuff. And like that permanent makeup scares me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't know why anyone would ever
me
do that.
Me either. It's like a tattoo around your eye. I could not. I mean, I've had a tattoo on my ankle, but around your eye. Oh, God.
Now you're going in to get this procedure with this machine. Is that something that lasts longer than a standard makeup, or
BJ,
you don't know?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I've done no research on this.
You have no idea. You're just simply going to go in and let the robot do its thing.
That's right.
It may last an hour.
$180.
May last 100 days. You don't know.
I don't.
I have no idea.
I don't know. And I don't
know.
I
think I'd investigate it just a little bit more if you're going to work on your
only
eyes.
Live once.
Jamie, I mean,
YOLO.
All right. Benson Boone, we have your chance to win tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Got to tell you about the Mighty Millions raffle, too. Mighty Millions, the deadline is Friday night at midnight. This is it. I mean, this is the one where you buy the tickets to win the house, the mansion up in, is it in?
Winter Park.
Winter Park.
Yep,
that's right.
It's in Winter Park. So go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Plus, I always forget the number. They have a kabillion other prizes that they're going to give away, too.
4,600.
Thank you.
A bunch.
I'm not a numbers guy.
A bunch.
Yeah, 4,600 people will win prizes.
Woo! That's crazy.
That is crazy.
4,600.
So, again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
This is it. This is it. On Friday night at midnight, boom, everything stops. No more tickets. So
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Get yours while you can.
BJ and Jamie.
Just a reminder that the Real ID starts today. It doesn't affect Colorado that much, but in a lot of different states, maybe it does. But it seems like they're giving you a lot of leniency, too. So when you get to the airport, you can't fly without the Real ID unless you go through some super security, I guess.
Yeah, you just have to have a lot more time available. Yeah. And just look for the star in the right-hand corner at the top.
Yeah, and passports work.
Passports,
you know that, right? So
work,
today is the day where they put the hammer down on you.
Nice.
Kind of, sort of.
Iffy.
Yeah, kind of iffy. Nuggets play tonight, 7:30. It's game 2.
Game 2.
Yesterday,
yeah.
I go to the grocery store. I hate bad customer service.
Well, okay.
You know?
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the show, we give people bad customer service.
Do we really?
Oh, yeah.
Who's giving out the bad customer
service? No, we do it all the time with wrong information.
Yeah.
That is bad customer service.
That's by accident.
Well,
That's not intentional. I think some bad customer service is intentional.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a bad attitude, maybe. So we go over to the deli because, you know, Jamie, I love those chicken tenders.
I know you do.
Yeah,
big fan.
But man, I could not get this lady to wait on me.
Oh, really?
I don't know why she would not. She had everything else to do, put things away, do this. It took forever to get my chicken wings.
You're like, lady, hello. I think sometimes, though, they purposely ignore you.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God, another customer. I just have stuff to do.
We stood there for a good 10 to 15 minutes waiting on this lady.
You and then?
Me, Frog, uh-huh. And then there was another lady behind me. And that lady was complaining more than I was. She was really upset about it. But just bad customer service. I wanted to play this audio of the Frontier Airlines.
I hate this audio.
Do you?
I do. Yeah. It's
why? Really,
because I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
It doesn't make
no.
You, well, I don't think it's supposed to make you happy.
No, but
I'm just saying more bad customer service.
But here's the thing. So the guy, you're supposed to be at your flight an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
So he is in the wrong. But then how they mock him and how they treated him was literally not necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary. Yeah. And you're right. He was late. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. But they could have been nicer about it. All right.
I'm here 30 minutes before the flight.
Can you please leave, sir?
No.
Can you please leave my personal space?
I'm decided that you ain't going to let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for. Check in.
And you're not getting on your flight.
Because it's a pasta made day flight. You did.
And you think, oh, you're going to check me in. I bet you we won't.
Okay. I paid for a ticket.
And you paid $25 for an agency fee. And you check in 3 hours later. Hello.
I'm not going to make the flight 30 minutes before. Right? Don't they shut the door like 15 minutes before the flight
or something like that? It's on there. Yeah.
So you're out. Yeah. You're out. So he is wrong, but they could have handled it differently. I will say this. Anytime I go to the airport, I get the best customer service out there of anywhere.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're very cool.
There's one guy at the TSA. He loves us. He listens every morning, and he looked at my ID, and he's like, and I go, uh-oh, oh, no. Like, I thought I was in trouble.
Yeah.
He goes, where's that BJ?
Oh, you should have called me. I would have come out there.
It's so funny. I got scared, though. I was like, oh, no.
About what? Do I have to go screening in the back? Yeah. What's going on?
When you get ID'd like that and they associate you with the show and everything, you have this first instant reaction of like, this is either going to go great or it's going to go really bad.
Right. Although I will tell you, one time they were jerks to my kid. So they thought my son had something on him. And, you know, I mean, as much as you know your kids are great and good people or whatever, you think for a second, like, did they do something stupid? Because the guy is like, he has metal like in his crotch area for my son.
Yeah.
My son is like 12 at the time. And I look, you know, I mean, I keep my gun completely locked up and everything. But you never know if a kid will go rogue. You just don't know. Like, mm-hmm. did he put a knife in his pocket? Like, I don't know.
Because he loved knives.
He did. Yeah. So I was like, do you have something in there? Just tell me right now. You won't be in trouble. Did you grab a knife or what? And he's like, Mom, my God, I would never take it.
What was it?
He like yelled at me and said, like, he was so offended that I thought...
That you would even think that it's possible.
He was so loud. He was so, like, shocked at me for questioning him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we had to go in this room, right? We have to go in this room. And the guy said, you don't have to go in with us. And I go, he's 12. I'm going in with him.
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir, I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the guy and my son goes, yeah, my mom's coming in, too. Because we're like, what is this? And the guy was like... you know, patting him up in the crotch area and stuff. And I was like, oh no, my son's totally digging this. And the guy was getting so mad at me. And I'm like, can you go over to the left? Because I'm taunting that guy, right? Because my kid doesn't have anything. And he had nothing.
But it detected something.
I guess.
Maybe it was a zipper. Something went off.
I don't know. But
I always have great customer service at the airport. Those people, they know they're in that business, you know?
Yeah.
And it's usually very, very good. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Smut finder.
Smut finder. Never heard of it.
Nor have I.
Smut doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good.
Sounds dirty.
I don't know if I'd Google that.
Yeah, I don't think I want to put it in my browser.
Yeah, so. According to a steamy new study from Smut Finder, Colorado comes in second as the kinkiest state.
Kinky?
Yeah.
We are?
Colorado, number two. Yeah. From according to Smut Finder.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we are in my neighborhood. I'm just saying. Yeah. They didn't call anybody in my neighborhood.
They didn't?
No. No, I've seen my neighbors.
Yeah. Nevada was number one. Colorado's number two.
Yeah. Nothing going on over there.
You know, according to Smut Finder.
Yeah. What do they mean by kinky? I mean,
according to a new steamy study from Smut Finder, Nevada is the kinkiest place in America. Well, because, you know, they have that green door and red rooster there. Well, maybe only I know about that.
Red rooster?
Yeah, there's a couple places there that you have to wear a disguise.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, the mustache with the glasses and the big nose.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Go in there like that.
Or a furry.
Yeah.
Going in a furry costume.
Yeah. So because Nevada has those kind of places, obviously that's why they're number one. But Colorado, I don't know what's going on here.
We're number two.
Number two, wow. Yeah.
Man.
Yep. The most boring place is Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Shocker.
Shocker.
Kind of makes sense. All right, this is a creepy story. It's not even tabloid, but I just wanted to tell you because it fascinates me, so maybe it'll fascinate you. But for the first time ever in our history, an Arizona court has allowed a murder victim to speak using AI. That is so crazy. This guy passed away. He was 37 years old. He was an Army veteran. He was killed in a road rage shooting back in 2021. But thanks to AI, he got to, through a screen, look at the person that did it to him and use his voice, his image, his humor, and even old video clips that were all brought to life with the power of AI. He said this, quote, "In another life, we probably could have been friends. I believe in forgiveness." He also then shared a picture, old picture, that he, remember when it was really popular to make yourself look old? Mm-hmm. We had that little...
The app?
Yeah, that filter that was going on Facebook for a while. And it said, and he said, you know, "I'll never have a chance to look like this or grow old or see my great," you know, like all that stuff. It was really impactful. They said everybody in the whole place was just bawling. Because it felt so real.
That'd be so tough on the family, too.
They loved it. They said they loved it.
I know, but I'm saying it would be tough. I mean, you can love it for the fact that it made its impact on the guy that did it, right? But at the same time, it would be tough to watch. Wow.
His sister says it captured his spirit perfectly, so much so the judge referenced it before handing down the maximum sentence. And in a touching moment, one of the younger relatives said, "Seeing my uncle gave me closure." It's believed to be the first time ever in the history AI has been used this way in U.S. court. That is crazy.
That would be so eerie.
It's like they're talking from heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's just crazy. Let's see here. I already read that one. Tom Brady. I want to play this again because Tom Brady said that whole roast was amazing until his bitchy-ass wife started calling him and just going, nah, 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 nah. And started saying all this stuff to him. And then she obviously went and told the kids, like, "Look what your dad said about me. Oh, my God. Your dad's a horrible human." You know, I can just see it all happening. And so this is what Tom had to say about the roast.
"Do you regret doing the roast to Tom Brady?"
"I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. And like I said earlier, I don't take myself too serious. So, but I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. And I didn't realize, you know, like, there's some things a parent you up and you don't realize until after, like, you know, and you're we're not perfect parents, like, and you'll see as you grow up, like, there's no perfect manual for it, and like, you got to evaluate yourself as a parent too all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show and the performances were incredible, and like, when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric.
It
was crazy. Like, we got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment I'll never forget, you know? And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably.
You know, I this thing too, it's Giselle, she should have had a more of an open mind about this, I think. Because, I mean, he did it in good fun. He could take it. She's got to be able to take it.
He didn't do anything.
And in our day and age, you do anything like this, the kids are going to see it.
Yeah.
They're going to see it.
Well, some of them were really rude jokes.
They were. They were.
No, I mean, filthy.
You got to prepare them for this if he chose to do this.
Filthy.
Yeah, they were bad. They were bad.
But whatever. You know. You know how we are as women. We look at anything bitch about.
Yeah. Yeah, when you can hold it against him.
Oh, yeah.
Especially an ex.
Yeah, yeah, you're totally going to do that. I would say, please, you go, girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then finally for you, oh, I have something sad that I have to share with Schmidl later, but I'll put that on the burner, back burner over here. But this is funny. A federal judge in Miami has ruled that Burger King must face a lawsuit claiming it exaggerated the size of its Whopper.
Yeah, Whopper's not what it used to be.
Nope. So they were trying to get it thrown out because these people, 19 customers across 13 states, said the picture of the Whopper on the commercials is a lie. And they tried to get it thrown out, like, come on, it's just a commercial or whatever. But the judge like, nope. You gotta go to court and face these people because you are lying about your Whopper.
Well, wouldn't you just put a disclaimer below it, like in little bitty letters, not actual size?
Yeah, you'd think.
That's all you gotta do, right?
But they does look really good on the commercial, though.
Have you guys been to McDonald's lately?
Yeah.
It literally fits in the size of your hand.
Yeah, yeah. No food equals what you see in the commercials.
Absolutely.
No
food. That's why the footlong. That's why that was a whole thing. And they won, too. So we'll see what happens. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tablo Trash.
All right, coming up, your chance to go see Benson Boone. We have your chance to win tickets. We'll give you a code word. That is on the way. We'll do it at 8 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. It is rainy, but it is clearing, it looks like. More showers this afternoon. Then, have you seen the weekend weather? It looks great for Mother's Day.
Does it? Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw Dave Frazier talk about that. He said maybe a little pop-up, but it won't last long.
I saw this video yesterday, and it's been circulating. You know how we're being bombarded with all the news about all the crazy stuff that's in our food with red dyes and chemicals and all that? Have you seen the ice cream sandwich thing?
No, I haven't.
They claim, I've got the audio here, they claim that if you go get the Great Value, you know, that's the store brand at Walmart, right?
Right.
Ice cream sandwich, and you put it on the counter overnight, it will not melt.
Really?
Because it's got so many chemicals in it.
I believe it.
And there's a video that's online, and there's several, actually, of where this is occurring, and it doesn't melt. Yeah, how's that possible?
I don't know. I guess it's not ice cream.
Here's some of the audio.
So the conspiracy theory is that these are not real ice cream.
But it says made with real ice cream.
Just a theory. Apparently, if you leave these out, they don't melt. We're going to take these home, leave them out, and see if they melt. It's the next morning. It's time to figure out what happened.
Ice cream!
Oh my God, it's a pancake.
It's not a pancake.
Wait a minute, it's not.
That is still an impact.
It doesn't melt. It doesn't. That's scary in a way.
Well, I think there's a lot of foods out there like that. Didn't they show that, like a McDonald's hamburger or whatever? They set it out and it never did anything. It just it looked the same.
It takes a long time to grow anything on it.
But an ice cream needs to melt.
And then they put
disappointing.
They put a tooth, like a human tooth, in Coke, and didn't it dissolve in a week?
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah.
I've seen where they use Coca-Cola to clean batteries.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Pour it on the terminal.
But we put it in our body.
It eats it up.
It'll be fine.
That's scary.
It's like Roto-Rooter.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm just trying to make amends around here. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Benson Boone tickets coming up 8 o'clock. Yeah. What is that? Like 8 minutes away or so?
It's pretty quick here.
All right, we'll give you a code word. Stand by for that. All right. You said you had something for Schmidl.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. This is sad, and I don't know how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Do you have pliers?
Pliers?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't. Not with me.
I'm sure one of the engineers does.
Yeah, we've got some around here somewhere. Right, I'm sure. Why?
We're going to need those. Well, because in a new survey of 2,000 women. 2,000 women.
It's a lot of girls.
Yeah, it is a lot of women. A bald-headed man is officially beautiful.
Oh. Wait, so I got to remove it?
Yep. They say bald men are seen as confident, mature, intelligent, and even more honest than their hairy counterparts. The number one trait that women want in a man is, I mean, just as physical looks, you know, whatever, is obviously a, you know, a great body. Who doesn't want to see a great body? So it says the top spot is muscular physique. And then second, right behind it, out of these 2,000 women, number one is muscles. Number two is a bald head, completely bald.
What about you?
What about me?
Do you like a bald head?
Well, first, I like a guy with biceps. Okay. That is like a thing for me.
Oh, no, you're always coming on to me.
No, there's nothing better than putting your arm around guns. A guy's arm.
Look at these guns. You want to see some guns? Look here.
Just that bicep. I don't know what that bicep is about, but it's like, oh, yum. Anyway, so a bicep is number one for me. But a bald head, yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind
all right, let me give you.
But it can't be like a pattern weirdness. Like, just if it's going to go, just
if
get rid of
it. Get rid of all of it. The cul-de-sac looks bad.
I see it kind of the opposite, though. But I'm not a woman. So I'm
not
the one a part of this.
But your boobs say
but
differently.
I'm not a woman. But when I see a bald head, the first thing I think is at some point, this person had to make that decision. It was time to either shave it off.
Oh, yeah.
Or... because it wasn't coming back. They'd lost so much hair.
Yeah.
So I don't find it as confidence. I find it more of a...
Well, that's confident not to do what Schmidl used to do and try to keep it. Remember when it looked all...
yeah, the comb over.
Whack-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, I think it's more common to go, all right, well, it looks like hell, and so I'm not going to try to hang on to it. I'm just...
You just accepted who you are and let's go.
But to be confident is more of wearing it the way it is because it really doesn't matter to me.
There are pictures of my dad where he tried to, Schmidl, tried to, and that my dad is far better looking bald than he was trying to hold on.
Well, okay, well then, you know, I'm not disagreeing with the ladies. I'm just saying that's the way I view it. So, Schmidl, what do you do now?
Yeah.
I mean, you went out
pliers.
And got hair. So you would have been better off. I mean, maybe you wouldn't have lost your girlfriend if you'd been bald.
Maybe,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying.
I just think she was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, so maybe you shave it.
I did look really good when I was bald the one time that I did do it. I thought that I looked really good.
Because I've never seen you completely bald.
I shaved it, remember, for before the procedure, and then I posted that picture.
Because it was always just kind of sad to me. I was like, just let it go!
Yeah, I was letting it grow, like, all super long, and then I would try to, like, put it over the top of the cul-de-sac, and you could just see right through it. It was gross looking.
One guy says in this study that he used to hide under hats, but now, thanks to The Rock and all these different Vin Diesel, all that, he said now he's getting hit on more than ever. The other category, so we got muscles first, we got bald second, the other category is now women like a guy that goes to therapy.
I'm actually thinking of doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to be the hottest man ever.
You need to go.
I do. I actually kind of think I do. Yeah.
You got to go.
Everybody should go.
You went through a tough period there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's good for everybody's mental health to go and talk to somebody.
I think some more than others. But.
Yeah.
A new survey from says that over half of women say that it is a turn on for a man who says he goes to therapy, that they're that honest about it, and it is a red flag if they don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're a guy out there and you're single and you're looking for a woman, maybe you should just lie to her and tell her you go to therapy.
Exactly.
You don't have to go. You don't have to go. Don't get sucked into it. Just tell her that.
Well, talking about confidence, like to be able to have confidence to say like I'm in therapy or whatever. Yeah. I mean, that is pretty confident. Like
you're
to
working
go,
through your
I'm
issues.
I'm working through my stuff instead of holding it all in and getting ready to explode. I know you don't
no,
believe
no,
in
no.
it.
Because
you watch the birds.
For a guy, I'm saying that it's something that this is news to him because it's something I wouldn't want to disclose prior to what you're saying now. You know what I'm saying? I
would
not want to tell someone that I'm in therapy. I would think that would be a huge turnoff.
I think back in the day it was.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the mentality we have as guys.
In the olden days, therapy was not cool.
It's not cool. No.
I know for a fact my dad would have never told anybody. Well, he never went. Yeah. But like in the olden days, that was taboo. But now it's like kind of like cool and hip.
But I didn't know that till this morning.
Yeah,
it's cool. Not like now started, you know, 5 years ago. I didn't know this till this morning.
Yeah, it's cool and hip, BJ. So see? Tell people that you're in the mental institution.
Yeah, just lie about it. You might need therapy if you go around lying about it.
Padded walls every afternoon.
I mean, because remember that Vermont teddy bear? Remember that the bear with the straitjacket on got recalled? Because now it's cool. Now you can just give that to anybody for Valentine's Day.
They should bring that back.
Go to therapy. Just don't go to couples therapy.
Well, because BJ watched Birds.
Yeah.
That's kind of on you.
Well, you pay them to attack you. you pay the therapist and you take your wife, and now it's 2-on-1.
No.
What are you, how are you going to win that one?
If I was your therapist, I could totally see that therapist going, oh, my God.
What a piece of work.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I always last for about one session.
Yeah, yeah.
I never go back.
Well, Spadil, this is great news for you. Yeah. So, and I think our insurance probably even covers mental
health. I think that they do. That's what I was going to start with and then go from there.
Yeah, so... Yeah. All right, so let's get rid of your hair, okay? All right, let's get you in the gym a little bit more often.
Yeah.
And let's get you in therapy. My God, what a catch.
You are going to be so attractive.
Stud.
I can't wait.
Man, oh, man. Girls are going to be flocking on you.
What are they going to do?
Flock.
Right?
Flock.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All over you.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Podcast after the program
it's
will be there.
Oldies 105.9.
What is that song? Clumsy? Is that Fergie?
It's like from 19.
Fergie.
Yeah, Fergie.
It's like from it's Nam.
From what?
From Nam.
It's cute. Got a nice little jingle to it. God. Easy to dance to.
Yeah.
Hey, Spadil. Hey,
what's
buddy.
Up?
Hey, you came in running in here with a story about Oklahoma City and how they're being a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah.
Wow.
They are.
Wow.
They're being soft.
They say A-squares.
A-squares. They're being A-squares.
Yeah.
Yeah, soft. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on?
So Oklahoma City Thunder are not allowing anybody outside of it's Arkansas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri to buy tickets to their games tonight. If you have a Colorado billing address, you can't buy tickets tonight.
Is that crazy? They can go into the system and block you?
What?
Yeah.
They can't do that.
They're doing it.
They cannot. That's discrimination.
Well, it
you
is.
You can't do that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's a free market out there.
I mean, I kind of like the move.
You do?
No, I'm not. I'm a Nuggets fan, obviously, and I want the Nuggets, and I feel bad for them, the fans. I want to go to the game, but if you're an OKC fan or any other fan, I mean, you don't want the opposing team in your home arena.
They are A-squares, and so are you.
Yeah, because that's part of the fun, is having both sides represented.
Yeah, I agree with
but
that.
But not in a playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
I hate when I go to an Avs game, and there's a lot of Stars fans, and they I just hate it.
Well, you sound soft, too.
You are soft.
Yeah, soft. I can't deal with other fans being around me.
I'm just saying, I can't deal with them. They
should be allowed in here. They like the Stars.
I see.
I'm going to park my car backwards. By the way, I looked at the board. I need an oil change today. Oh, Stars fan.
Oh, it's detailed car day.
Yeah, put this on TikTok.
Just say what I feel.
That's wrong. I mean, I agree. I think that's part of the vibe of the whole stadium is that you've got, you know, people in there that are from both sides, don't you?
Yeah,
and not only that, let's just boil it down to what's fair. If you want a ticket and you're willing to pay the price of these tickets, it doesn't matter who you support.
Right.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
That's the free market.
Exactly. That's so crazy that they can put it in there like that.
Are we going to do that to them when they get here?
I hope so.
I will tell you, though, that the most uncomfortable thing, though, is to get some free tickets in the Lakers section.
Yeah.
And you're a Nuggets fan, and you're like, I'm really uncomfortable here.
I would not like that at all.
Because you have to go like that. Hey. Quietly, you just go, yay. Because you're afraid they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only bad part about the opposing team thing, you know?
Beer's going to get dumped on
you. The thing is, Carson's one of those hot-headed son of bitches that he's like, oh, what? What?
Yeah.
He's that
bring
guy.
It on, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What? Come on, bring it. It's like, sit down. You're like 5'5".
Aren't they still going after one of Joker's brothers?
I think he got charged.
Yeah, he got charged.
That was crazy,
because of that fight he got into at the Bowl Arena.
And that was with another Nuggets fan.
Yeah, which is dumb, right?
His brother, I saw a couple of weeks ago where it was back in the news again that he's going to be charged for that. And he should be. It's assault.
Yeah, he knocked the He
hit that guy pretty hard, man.
It's like Carson. you know what? Remember about the therapy thing? You need to go into therapy for anger management.
Yeah.
You do.
Sports management.
Sports anger management. Yeah. Because you are like way too involved not to be involved. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's a flip that gets switched. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. What does Bree say about it? Is she worried?
Oh, boy. So there was a pregnant woman that went after me like last year.
What?
Yeah. A pregnant woman. She was a Blues fan. Go figure. And I was talking some trash to her husband, and she stood up for her husband. And then Bree was like, no, don't you hit him. Don't do that. She was pregnant.
Do you realize that pregnant woman?
She was going to beat you up?
She grabbed me. I was like, what is going on?
Do you realize a pregnant woman looked at you and figured she could take you?
Oh my God, and she grabbed you?
Yeah, and then Bree was like, no, don't touch my husband. No.
I can't believe this.
It was crazy.
Wait, let's all think about, there's a couple of, nothing against you, because you are obviously muscular and could take her, right? But not only do we have a pregnant woman think she can kick your ass, but your wife had to step in.
Yeah,
I didn't even know she was pregnant, Bree. I was like, oh man, she is. You're like gonna pop. Should we get you to the hospital?
I hadn't heard this story. This is fantastic.
Because I called her husband a rat, and it just kind of escalated.
Now, why would you call him a rat?
He looked like a rat to me. I don't know. And he's a Blues fan.
That is real anger.
No, I know, but I think we should do a documentary on him. I think that you're worthy of a Netflix like show. I would watch it. Carson, the nut job. Yeah,
nut job.
I like the fact that a pregnant woman stood up and thought she could take you. That's funny.
Well, it is funny. I watched another woman do this at a bar. Her husband was also like, they got into it, and the woman stepped in. I always think that's so funny when a woman like jumps up like she's going to take a guy, and she jumps over the bar at him. I'm like, what are you doing? This is insane. You're going to beat up a man? Come on. Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Wetness today. It's going to be rainy this afternoon. Clearing up tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
I know.
What?
You think it's mean. You think it's mean, but it's not, Jamie. I can explain it for you.
Here's what we're talking about off the air. Shedeur Sanders, first of all, there was rumors that Cleveland was going to cut him, which I think is so mean. And I think there's like this, I think they've gotten to the point where it's just all mean. And so now they didn't want to give him the number two. That's his number. They said, nope, not giving you the two. And they pointed and laughed. And then guess what number they gave him? I'll tell you, they gave him 12, which is Hunter's number.
Travis Hunter, who was on the same team, won the Heisman Trophy. He's number 12, and now Deion's son, Shedeur, will be number 12 with the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, okay? I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why don't you like it?
I don't know. It just feels like we won't give you two, but we do have 12.
All right.
I don't know why.
No. When it comes to quarterbacks, some of the best that's ever played the game were number 12s.
Like who?
So it's a good number. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yeah.
Tom Brady was number 12.
He's solid.
So they've been some great quarterbacks.
I don't know. Does anybody else feel like it's weird that they're giving, like it's intentional somehow?
Well, I don't know. He might have picked it because I know him and Tom Brady are pretty close. Like Tom Brady's almost like his mentor in a way.
Well, he picked two, but they wouldn't give it to him.
Travis Hunter, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just looking at this all wrong.
You're on two different teams.
Maybe it's all wrong. My bad.
I think it's a good move. Not only that, you still have the two in the number.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so you just put a one. So they kind of played, I think, to his wishes on this.
You just spray paint over the one.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah. Just hold your arm like this as you're playing football, Jamie.
Exactly.
Hide the one with your forearm.
I'm accepting that I was wrong in this one.
Now, the reason he didn't get number two, folks, is because there's protocol with the NFL. The higher you get drafted, the better your chances of getting the number that you want.
Gotcha.
And Shedeur didn't get drafted
very high. Have five quarterbacks on Cleveland?
Yeah. Five. Not looking good. I got to be honest with you.
No, the odds are not in his favor.
Not good.
Whole thing, I know what we keep talking about and like, you know, clubbing the baby seal, but I mean, this did not go as planned. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
it's caused a lot of controversy in sports talk, too.
It has.
A lot of people. I mean, you've got one side that's saying, hey, he's not that good. Then you have the other side saying there's a conspiracy against him with NFL owners. I mean, it's all over the place. I don't know what the truth is.
Yeah.
None of us do, right? I hope he does well. I do.
I just got sent a really mean meme, from my friend. And you know what? She's right. And she said, I want you guys to think about what we've dealt with in our lifetime, in our actual lifetime. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, I just was sitting there thinking about this, like how stressful the simplest things, for example, and it goes here, music has been in our lives. And I'm like, what? This is getting deep. And she goes, think about this, Jamie. First, we had our record collection. Then we had to get rid of it. Then we had a tape collection. Then we had to get rid of it. Then we had a CD collection. We had to get rid of it. Then we had an MP3 collection. We had to get rid of it. And now we have to buy a subscription to listen to our favorite music.
Yeah.
It has been a long journey.
Unless you're BJ, I didn't get rid of anything. I still have a CD player in my vehicle. And I've got thousands of CDs and records and MP3s.
It's all going to come back, man.
I got cassette players. No stress on me. I've accepted it all. Yeah.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I'll tell you what.
What?
These Real Housewives are going broke. There's another one. It's PK and Dorit. PK is the is management for Culture Club. For what's the lead singer of
Boy George?
Boy George. Yeah. So PK has been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills forever, and he is management for Culture Club and Boy George. He levied that band and took loans against that band and Boy George for like $8 million. And now he's in debt, and now that band will never make money again.
Oh.
Now, they're big still in the UK, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, but he's been his manager for years, so he was even his manager when they were huge.
Yeah.
And he levied all the, and supposedly Boy George didn't know anything about it. They took loans against the band.
That's terrible.
Because I don't know how you do that.
He did it.
Loans against the band.
And
for
Boy George.
For future money they're going to make?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, I think that all Boy George does now is like spin in nightclubs. He's like a DJ in nightclubs, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
Just, it's this whole scandal now.
Hard to pay back $8 million if you're just DJ in a nightclub.
You know, this is crazy. Yeah, it's just crazy. Anyway, they all go broke because, you know, every TV changes everybody, obviously, on these reality shows. And they want to appear so much wealthier than they are. And they do stupid financial decisions just so they look like they have so much money. It's just a mess.
They go to jail.
They do go to jail. Yep, they do. Guess who else is probably going to go to jail? And I feel like this is crazy. Smokey Robinson.
Why?
Because
Smokey?
Smokey Robinson. There are housekeepers, people that are coming after him now. And it dates back to 2007. Four former employees say that they worked for Smokey as housekeepers, and they accused the 85-year-old of battery, harassment, false imprisonment. And they said that his wife was in on it.
Ew. Oh,
his wife was in on it?
Yeah.
She knew about it?
Yeah.
Way to go, Smokey.
You don't see that happening, do you?
Like, no, I didn't see it coming, that's for sure.
Bingo card today.
Yeah. What did he sing? I don't even remember what he sang. He was before my time.
Smokey.
He did, You Really Got a Hold on Me. Really Got a Hold on Me.
Oh. And
sounded just
Smokey.
Like
that. Thank you.
I don't think that was his biggest hit.
Smokey.
That's the only one that I know.
There was something else he did that was really big.
Smokey.
Yeah. Old Smokey.
Yeah, I don't know what he said. What are you guys seeing there?
Being with you.
Yeah.
Being with you.
Just to see her.
Just to see her.
Baby, baby, don't cry.
Yeah.
Baby, baby,
yeah.
Don't cry.
You know what they say? Where there's smoky, there's fire.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, they sure do.
They do. That's a saying.
Yeah.
Where there's smoky, there's fire.
Give a hoot, don't. No, that's not. What's the other smoky one?
No, it's not. Give a hoot, don't pull it. That's an owl. Jamie.
But no, but Smokey the Bear says something.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sang that one, too.
Oh, yeah. His name was Smokey, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Prevent the forest fire.
Well, this is just terrible.
Yeah, it
poor
is.
Poor old Smokey. Not a way to go out in life,
Smokey.
You know?
Smokey. How about let's feel bad for the housekeepers?
Oh, yeah, them too. Them too. But what a way to go out in life.
I know.
You're 85 years old, pretty much cash it in, and then all of a sudden you get hit with these charges.
Yeah, you go out as a creep. Yeah, well, it's happening a lot, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Keep so, calling up about four different housekeepers.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I guess he was kind of creepy. Boy. All right, anyway, moving on. Let's see here. Kanye West stormed off of the Piers Morgan show. I think you have that in Vox Pro.
What?
Morgan was talking to Ye, and I guess he got the numbers of followers he had wrong, and then Ye went ballistic and left the room. Here it
is. Like, how many followers do I have?
Well, how many is it?
I think you could do the study. You got a whole staff over there.
I thought it was 32 million. How many is it? You obviously know.
I mean, don't help them out, you know. They.
I'm told it's 33 million now, so congratulations. You're slightly bigger following than I thought.
No, congratulations. Your information is correct. You're not just some, you know, dude trying to sub. You know, I'm a gift, bro. You know what I mean? Why do all you people in media act like you haven't played my songs at your weddings or graduations or at funerals or when your child was born? You know, you take somebody that's living like a Lennon, a Michael Jackson, and you just take all this time to just, like, that nuance right there. It's idiotic. It just shows the hate that you put out for people that put love. There's so much love in
what
the art
you,
that
what
I put out.
Respect,
so
many, yeah, what, yeah. What are you talking about? I haven't said anything.
What are you talking about? It's 30. Okay, now you're not taking accountability or responsibility.
You said you know, you're fine to have played your music. Of course I played your music.
No, sir. This is what you get for now. We can circle back when you can count.
Okay.
And then he left.
Yeah, he just got up and walked off.
Yee, come back. Yee.
You know, if you guys don't get my 123 followers right.
I can honestly say.
I'm going to be really mad.
I don't think I've ever played a Yee song.
You mean here?
I just, you know, on my own leisure time. In the car,
just
in the shower,
yeah.
On a Saturday morning, you know, when nothing's on TV. Mm. I don't think I've ever resorted to Yee.
How about the tears of a clown?
That's smoky.
That is smoky right there. I just found that out. Somebody just told me. Yeah.
That was his big one in Cruising.
Cruising.
Yeah. He had a couple of biggies.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. Okay. And Yee, that guy.
Look,
I have questions. Why do 34 million of you follow him? Like, what's he offering you? I did for a hot minute, but it was to talk about it on this show. I don't follow him to follow him because, you know.
You're a fan.
Yeah, yep. That's the right word.
I saw a couple of posts he made over the past month or so, and I'm just done with him.
Yeah, I know.
I want nothing else to do with him.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
He is a lot. All right, let's see here. Secondly, Kayla Nicole. I love this. I love when people say, like, I don't want you to talk about me, and then they talk about themselves about in the relationship they're in. Do you know who she is? Well, I'll tell you. She was Travis Kelce's ex, and she said, oh, my God, would you guys stop calling me Travis Kelce's ex? Like, I am me. I am Kayla Nicole, and so don't call me Travis Kelce's ex, because I used to date Travis Kelce, but now I don't date Travis Kelce anymore, but a long time ago, I did date Travis Kelce, but please don't call me Travis Kelce's ex, because I'm not Travis Kelce's ex. I'm Kayla Nicole, and yeah. Yes, it is true. I dated him once, Travis Kelce, but I don't date Travis Kelce anymore.
That was well said. I get it. I get it. That makes a lot of sense to me.
That's literally what she said.
Yeah, and
I'm
you
not
know
even
what?
Kidding.
Jamie, it explains everything.
It does.
You just explained everything.
Oh, my God, that girl. Yep. All right. Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not run in the Preakness Stakes. I like that this guy, the trainer's doing this. The trainer says, you know what? I want what's best for the horse. And this horse is still real, real tired. And so he's not going to run in the Preakness.
Tired.
Yeah, yeah.
How does he know that horse is tired?
Well, he said
that horse tell him that?
He said it's only a 2-week turnaround from the Kentucky Derby, and I don't think it's fair to the horse.
Hey, thanks for doing that for me.
I'm going to take a
How does he know the horse is too tired to run?
Because he told him.
They're so in tune together.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
Mr. Ed.
Where's the horse?
Wilbur!
I gave you an opportunity to play the one sound effect.
No, you surprised me with the horse
oh
thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the horse isn't easy to find.
All right, I'll
come. Get on demand? Well, it's the only sound we got.
I think somebody messes with me. Yeah. They move my horse around.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh.
And I think they're doing it on purpose so that they can, yeah, it's not in here. I don't think, Spadell, that I'm in the right thing here.
Oh, you're in Slacker's
sound. Yeah, I think so.
I don't think Slacker plays a lot of horse sound effects.
I don't see a horse. He has a mermaid?
What?
How do you have a mermaid sound effect? I don't know. Yeah, boy. Down, sovereignty.
That's not a mermaid.
I found the horse.
Oh. Wait, go back to the horse. Listen. You can tell that this horse is tired. Listen. Not you, the horse. Play it.
I can't.
See, tired.
I don't want to run. Right,
I'm so tired.
I don't want to run. Watch out for the car.
What is the horse going on?
Well, let me explain that, okay? In the sound effects library, there's only a certain amount of letters you can put in there. And the horse is H-O, and then you don't see the other letters. Horn's H-O, too. So you can, like, hey, play the horse. Play the horn. Horn.
I get what's happening. Okay.
Oh, here's another H-O.
Okay.
Let's see what this is. There's nothing in it.
Well, that's because it was ho.
Yeah.
We're back to horn.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go now. That's in the C's. Stop! It's like a little kid with a sound effect machine. I'm done. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this? Another jet has fallen off of the USS Truman. $70 million jet. I don't know what rope we're using to tie these suckers down, but we got to get to Home Depot and get some better rope because this is not working. $70 million.
What happened this time?
They're losing more jets than you do key cards. just some wave action slid off the side of the boat.
And it was at night because he was coming in for a night landing. And then that cable just didn't hold it.
We're losing more jets than Spadell does girlfriends. $70 million jet just splashed right into the ocean.
We got to fix that.
It's not looking good, folks. No, can't we tie him down just a little bit better?
Yeah, that makes
you
us look bad.
You got to do something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, wow. That's a shame right there.
All right, got to remind you of the Mighty Millions raffle. All right, here's the deal. $2.4 million home, Winter Park. Beautiful scenery up there. And you could win the home. All you got to do is buy your tickets.
Here's the deal. Go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's Mighty Millions. My mouth's tired.
Exhausted.
MightyMillionsRaffle.com, okay? And then they have a bunch of other prizes to give away as well. You are up for grabs. Like, even if you win the house, you can win other prizes. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And if you win other prizes, you can also win the house. But the point that I think BJ was trying to get to is the deadline is midnight Friday night.
I tried to get to it. I could.
I
mean, I just came to a stop for some reason, right? Isn't there like vacations?
Yeah, so they've got 4,600 prizes additional to the house, and they've got 30 days of vacays, and then they also have 100 days of just winning straight up cash prizes that you can get, which is awesome.
All right, you mentioned earlier that the Colorado Candy Company wants us to come over there and do a BJ and Jamie candy?
No,
is that what it is?
No, you kind of got full of yourself there.
Okay. Well, I thought that's what you meant by that because, you know, they did that Bronco one.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you meant by that.
They wanted us to come up and take a candy making class. But my idea to you was let's get a bunch of people on the butt bus and go up there and make some candy. And then I guess you came up with just now maybe a BJ and Jamie lozenge.
Yeah, or just suckers.
Oh, BJ and Jamie
suckers.
Oh. That's I like that. Brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah, we should do that. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, let's get in touch with Spadil. Can you work this out?
Yeah, I can hit up the Candyman.
Hit up the Candyman.
Huh?
Are you sick?
No.
Oh, you sound like you're getting sick.
I might be.
You're losing your voice.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he needs therapy, though. That's what he said.
Everybody needs therapy. I believe in therapy.
He said he needs therapy.
Remember what that therapist told me?
You give him therapy and a sucker, look at him.
Let me tell you what the therapist told me. This is an amazing story. He said, I don't know what you were thinking, why you thought anything would be different. He's like, let me tell you a story. There was the snake, and the snake was swimming in the water. And the snake said, please pick me up, I'm drowning. And the girl said, I'm not going to pick you up, you're a snake, you'll bite me. And the snake is like, no, I won't, I'm drowning, please pick me up. So she picked it up, and it bit her. And you know why it bit her? Because it was a snake.
Yeah. Same thing with the scorpion and the frog. Yeah,
that's that cost me $550.
Spadil?
Yeah. Do I owe Jamie $550 now?
No. Just ask him if they can do the sucker for
me. Right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just the sucker. BJ and Jamie.
Sorry.
Sucker. Okay. We'll take a trip up to the candy company up there for you. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just a couple of things that we've already covered on the show this morning. One being the real ID. The real ID here in Colorado, not a problem, I don't think. I think most people have that star on the driver's license, right?
Yeah.
Some of the other states. Now, is it a problem if you fly to another state to come back here? I guess not,
right?
There
are five states that you don't need it.
You don't need the real ID?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was all across the country.
There's five that you don't.
No kidding.
I don't know why.
Do we know what they are?
Nope.
Spadil, do you know what it is?
I'm going to say Kentucky. They're dumb.
According to AI, it says Michigan, Minnesota, New York, Vermont, and Washington.
Ah, shoot.
Michigan?
So close.
And they don't need the real ID?
New York trips me up.
That's weird, too.
I thought it was a national thing that had to happen.
These say that they're called enhanced IDs, and it's an alternative to real IDs.
So you still have, you got to have an ID, I guess. All right. Well, anyway, we covered that. And we also mentioned earlier this morning the Cardinals are together. Not the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm talking about the Cardinals over at the Vatican. They're ready to pick a new pope.
133 of them are flew all like, yep, they're all there. They all have their own individual desk. They got nice pens, some paper and stuff. And they're all just in there like, I don't know who you want. I don't know.
Now, somebody texted earlier this morning, I'm not Catholic, don't want to offend anyone, but they say the smoke happens after they take the vote and they throw the paper in the fire.
Is
that what happens? I don't know.
I'm not Catholic.
Ballots? Yeah. Do we know that for a fact?
Yeah, they don't want anyone to know how, like, anybody voted, so they burn them until they all agree.
And that becomes the black smoke that we see.
And on average, it takes between 3 and 8 ballots to elect a new pope.
What do we burn to get the white smoke?
Three to eight ballots, so 3 to 8, like, casting votes.
Huh?
Well, there's 133 of them.
Well, yeah, but a ballot's, like, every time they vote is called a ballot, like a round of ballots.
Oh, 3 to 8 times the voting.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
I just thought he meant like slips.
Spadil, how do they get the white smoke? If you get the black smoke by burning the ballots, what do you burn for white smoke?
So I'm pretty sure both cases that they burn the ballots, it's they mix something in with them that makes it black, and then they mix something in with it that makes it white to signal what's going on.
It's oil.
Oil's black.
Not when you have a lawnmower, it's not. And it gets in the filter. It burns white.
That is true.
Yeah. It burns white as can be.
And when they vote, they have to have 2/3 of the Cardinals to vote for the right pope.
Gotcha.
Or they got to re-vote it, right?
Then we get white smoke. It's an exciting time, isn't it? Yeah. A new pope.
But Jamie, the Catholics are on edge.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
What did your wife say about it? She's a hardcore Catholic.
She is all about this.
Who does she want? Does she want one?
I don't think she has a favorite.
She go, run three, run.
No, I tried to get a favor out of her so I could put some money on it.
Run, Pat, run. It's always like a Pat or something like that.
No. She's never mentioned anyone, so. I don't know.
There's like a Leonard, a Pat. What are some of those Catholics?
John. John's big.
John's very old. Philip's good.
Philip's big. A lot of biblical names.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Matthew and Mark.
Isaac.
Luke. John.
All of those.
Acts.
All right. We should know soon.
BJ and Jamie.
Here, let me ask Spadil. Hey, Spadil, if you had a choice, which one would you go with? Rigatoni?
Oh, my God.
Or bison meatloaf?
I guess bison meatloaf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't overthink it there. Yeah. Just pick one.
Okay. Bring it I'll go with the meatloaf.
Jamie is in here picking out her meal for her first class flight. She's going out to California to see her son.
I was just like, wow. Okay, so what would you guys... I wasn't trying to rub it in. I was just saying they have a lot of choices. They have cheese enchiladas. I can get the mezza rigatoni. I can get the charred chicken breast. Mixed greens with a side of chicken, grilled chicken. The beef melt sandwich looks delicious. But listen to this one. This is the Denver signature dish, glazed bison meatloaf. It's glazed bison meatloaf with smashed potatoes, bacon sauteed, haricot vert. What's a haricot vert?
I don't know, but it's delicious, I'm sure.
And red chili sauce. Yeah. Or I can get the cheese plate. So I don't know what to get.
They've got a bigger menu than Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's huge. And not only that, I'm telling her, I'm like, look, I've never flown first class. Usually the selection I get, and Spadil, you can relate to this, it's either that cinnamon cookie.
Yeah, the cinnamon cookie's not that great either.
What's a cinnamon cookie?
They have a cookie they give you.
Yeah, it's like a biscuit.
And it's cinnamon?
Yeah.
They used to give you like little fudge, or not fudge, brownie topping things, but now it's the cinnamon cookie and it sucks.
It sucks.
And aren't some people like have an allergy to cinnamon? That seems like a bad choice.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Wow, what happens back there?
And now they have these new pretzel braids that are monk fruit flavored. Yeah. Those are awful too.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Don't even try to ask for a second.
No.
Oh, you get so, you are such a problem.
Yeah, man, I need to pick out my pairing.
Yeah.
From my mixologist.
Oh, that's right.
Your wine?
Now she's got to pick out the drink, too. Oh, it's not just wine.
Yeah.
It's everything.
It's a specialty cocktail.
Bailey's, tequila, whatever.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. I get to pick mine, too. It's either Coca-Cola or, what is it, ginger ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
Yeah. Or water.
And they won't give you the canned?
No.
Yeah, you don't get the whole can. No.
They make
no.
me share it with the guy next to me.
You guys, all right, so before you act like, oh, my God, she's flying first class, I want to tell you all again, get the Mileage Plus credit card. Get the Platinum American Express. You will earn miles. You can put your freaking, like, electric bill on it. You put all your bills on it, and you earn miles.
Yeah, but I don't want those miles because then I have to make a choice between the rigatoni and the bison meatloaf, and that's impossible. Why would I want to put that pressure on myself and a mixologist? What am I going to drink? What pairs up with bison? I don't know.
Oh my God. Literally, I have 520,000 United miles still to burn through. And I'm trying to burn through them because they keep raising the number of miles that you need to fly.
A lot of people don't realize this. In first class, they still allow you to smoke a cigar. It's true.
Oh, God. It's true.
Jamie's going to go with Partagas.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Go Nuggets! Denver Nuggets tonight, Oklahoma City. We're going to take this thing, man. Game two. Let's go. Got faith again.
Yep.
All right, we got to get out of here. Did you figure out your meal for your first class? You going to go with the rigatoni?
I don't know yet. I'm looking up the reviews. Yep. The mezza rigatoni with vodka sauce, it's reasonable. They said it's reasonably good.
Really?
Reasonably good.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I trust that.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with the cheese enchiladas.
Man, what is it about getting on an airplane and just starving?
I know, right?
It makes me so hungry. I can eat before I get on the flight, and I get hungry on the flight.
Because you're so bored.
I guess.
Yeah, I bet you're right. That is true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think your taste buds really kick in at high altitude.
Maybe that's it.
You get up to 30,000 feet, all of a sudden, man, I could sure use a chicken wing.
What?
I'm just saying. Okay, you don't offer wings on there? What kind of restaurant are you running there?
I know, right?
Yeah. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a good one. Bless you.
Sorry about that.
Bless you.
My God, that just came out of nowhere.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.